Shalom and Yeshua. This is Pastor Dr. Deborah Brandt. I'm re-recording what I taught on last Shabbat because it just didn't come out right. So I just want to re-record it so those of you that weren't able to be at Shabbat service are able to hear the audio and listen to the notes, or listen to the audio and read the notes and have them there so you could mark them in your Bibles or meditate on them and get them in your heart. The Ruach put on my heart to do a series in walking in his wisdom and his knowledge and revelation. The reason being, especially in the days we are living in, we need his wisdom, and he has given that wisdom through the Ruach HaKodesh, who Yeshua said he would send, because he had to ascend to the Father. So again, they're all connected. The Ruach speaks what he hears the Father speak, the same as Yeshua when he was on earth. He says, I only spoke the words that my Father told me to speak. So again, the Ruach gives us wisdom and knowledge and revelation. And, you know, decisions we make, you know, what we should say, what we shouldn't say, what we should buy, what we shouldn't buy, where we should live, where we shouldn't live, the congregation that he has called us to, knowing how to give an answer in its season, again, knowing what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. These are all aspects of the wisdom of Yahweh Elohim, which we desperately need, especially in the times that we are living in. We need that discernment. And we'll see as we study the notes how these spiritual gifts, wisdom, knowledge, revelation, all work together. So just as an intro scripture, some intro scriptures, Ephesians 1, 16 to 18, I never stop giving thanks for you as I mention you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, our glorious Father, may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in knowing him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the richness of his glorious inheritance in the Kedoshim. So here again, this was Paul's prayer for believers. That the God of our Lord Yeshua, our glorious Father, may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in him. So it is the Father who is giving us spiritual wisdom and revelation in knowing Yeshua, our Messiah, and the Father. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the New American Standard Version, just for verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and knowledge in him. So again, it's just another translation of the meaning of the word knowledge. Knowledge is knowing, again, in a deep, intimate sense, to have that, to know him, have that deep revelation of him and relationship with him. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 6. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come with excellence of speech or wisdom proclaiming to you the mystery of God. Now here he's speaking of human wisdom, natural wisdom. Again, the Greeks were very big on knowledge and wisdom, you know, in as far as education and in the arts and everything. But Paul is talking about a different wisdom. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of wisdom, again, human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So you see, that's what he is referring to. We do speak wisdom, however, among those who are mature. So now he's bringing it to the spiritual level, but not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Rather, we speak God's wisdom. And that Greek word is Sophia, in a mystery, in Hebrews, Chokmah, a wisdom that has been hidden, which God destined for our glory before the ages. These things, 1 Corinthians 2:13, these things we speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Ruach, explaining the spiritual to the spiritual. And 1 Corinthians 12:8, for to one is given through the Ruach a word of wisdom, to another a word of knowledge according to the same Ruach. So these are the spiritual gifts that are given to individuals as needed, again, for the edification of the congregation, and also in our personal lives when we need that wisdom. Again, that wisdom is a knowing what to do when we need it. And then it goes on to explain the other spiritual gifts. But again, we're focusing on spiritual wisdom from the Father, from the Word. 1 Corinthians 30:30-31, but because of him, you are in Messiah Yeshua, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and holiness and redemption. So just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in Adonai. So Yeshua became our wisdom. And because he dwells in us, again, through the Ruach HaKodesh, we have that the wisdom that Messiah walked in. Ephesians 3:10-13. The purpose is that through Messiah's community, the multifaceted wisdom of God may be known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places, which is in keeping with the eternal purpose that he carried out in Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. In him, we have boldness and access with confidence through trusting in him. So I ask you not to be discouraged by my troubles on your behalf. They are for your glory. So here we see again, the Greek word for Sophia means wisdom, skill, tact, expertise in any art. In the New Testament, it refers to wisdom, skill in the affairs of life, practical wisdom, wise management as shown in forming the best plans and selecting the best means, including the idea of sound judgment and good sense. So again, we desperately need this every day in our life, you know, in our ministries, in our businesses, in our homes. Again, wise management, sound judgment, good sense. Second, in a higher sense, wisdom, deep knowledge, natural and moral insight, learning, science, implying cultivation of mind and enlightened understanding. Again, how do we cultivate our mind? The word says that our mind is renewed through the word of God. And as we speak the word and study the word, our mind is renewed. So we understand the things of God. So though that old junk thinking is pushed out and we start thinking in line with his holy word and with his wisdom in his instruction. In respect to divine things, wisdom, knowledge, insight, deep understanding represented everywhere as a divine gift and including the special practical application. So, you know, God said he has given everything we need for life and godliness. The Hebrew word is chokmah. It's a feminine noun meaning wisdom, skill, experience, shrewdness. This is one of the wisdom words that cluster in Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, and Job, and other wisdom literature scattered throughout the Tanakh. The high point of this word and its concept is reached in Proverbs 8:1 and 11-12 and 22-31. So I'm going to read all these scriptures, but there's over, I'm just going to pull these, over 200 words from Genesis, Bereshit, to Revelation regarding the wisdom that God has given his people. Proverbs 8:1, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift her voice? Again, that wisdom is the wisdom of the Ruach HaKodesh that we have within us through Yeshua, our Messiah, and our Father, Yahweh Elohim. Proverbs 8:11-12, for wisdom is better than jewels, Nothing you desire compares with her. 8:12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and acquire knowledge with discretion. Proverbs 8:22-26, Adonai brought me forth the first of his way before his works of old. So again, that spiritual wisdom was from the very beginning. From eternity, I was appointed from the beginning before the world began. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. He had not yet made the land, the fields, or the dust of the earth. When he set the heavens in place, I was there. When he inscribed the horizon on the face of the ocean, when he established the skies above, when he securely fixed the fountains of the deep, when he set the boundaries of the sea so that the waters never transgress his command, when he laid out earth's foundations, then I was the craftsman beside him. I was his daily delight, always rejoicing before him, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. I just want to pull up the scriptures here because this is going all the way back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was chaos and waste, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Ruach Elohim was hovering over the surface of the water. So again, the Ruach Elohim is the spirit of Yahweh, who's, you know, again, it's Proverbs goes back that he was there in the very beginning. We see in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So here you have the Ruach, the wisdom of God, the Word of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the Father. He was in the beginning. All things were made through him, again, speaking of Yeshua, and apart from him, nothing was made that has come into being. So again, we see the Echad, unity of God, the entire Godhead involved in creation through, again, the wisdom of God and the Word, the in Aramaic, Memra, Yeshua HaMashiach. It is God's gracious creation and is thus inherent in the created order. God alone knows where wisdom dwells and where it originates. No other living being possesses this knowledge about wisdom. So let's look at some of these. Job, again, has a lot of verses regarding wisdom, which I didn't share these on Shabbat because of time restraints. But let's just look at some of these scriptures. Let's see. Okay, Job 28:12. Let's see if that. But where can wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Verse 28:18. No mention will be made of coral or jasper. The price of wisdom is more than pearls. Let's go back up here. Let's see. Job 12:13. With him are wisdom and power. Counsel and understanding are his. Verse 16, chapter 12. With him, again, our power and sound wisdom, both deceived and deceiver, are his. If 13:5, if only you would keep completely silent, for you then would be wisdom. Again, these are some of the counsels that, you know, Job's friends were giving them. And just on a side note, yes, they were speaking truth, but they were using it in the wrong way as judgment against Job, not as an encouragement to him. Job 28:12, but where can wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Again, Job is just has so many scriptures on wisdom, and I'll email these scripture lists so you could read them in context. Job 33:33, if not, then listen to me, be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. 38:36, who put wisdom in the secret place or gave understanding to the mind? verse 37, who can count the clouds of wisdom or tip over the water jars of heaven? 39:17, for God did not endow her with wisdom or give her a share of understanding. 39:26, is it by your wisdom that the hawk soars, spreading its wings towards the south? So again, these are towards the end, actually, these are Yahweh's rebukes to his friends. Again, they were speaking, making truthful comments, but in the wrong way. They were using it really as a sword against Job because of what he was going through instead of an encouragement for him. This was not using wisdom. So here, for humans, the beginning of wisdom and the supreme wisdom is to properly fear and reverence God. Again, we see scripture references Job 28:28. See if I have that on my list. Yes, and he said to mankind, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding. So in other words, when you have the understanding, you know what to do. God is the master creator and giver of wisdom. He employed wisdom as his master craftsman to create all things. Rulers govern wisely by means of wisdom provided by God. Again, speaking of godly rulers, but at times he would give even pagan rulers wisdom to be used in favor of Israel as well. Wisdom keeps company with all other virtues, prudence, knowledge, and discretion. So again, these all work together. And what I send you your notes as well, so you can do more deep study in your word as well. I mean, I only have so much time that I could share everything, but that's why I give you these notes. So you have the scriptures to look them up, to highlight them, to allow the Ruach to speak to your heart as you are reading these scriptures. Again, the portrayal of wisdom in Proverbs 8:22-24, which we read, lies behind Paul's magnificent picture of Messiah in Colossians 1:15-16. So let's look at that. Colossians 1:15-16. This is a Tree of Life version. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen, whether thrones or angelic powers or rulers or authorities, all was created through him and for him. He exists before everything, and in him all holds together. He is the head of the body, his community. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in all things. For God was so pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Once you were alienated from God and hostile in your attitude by wicked deeds, but now he has reconciled you in Messiah, physical body, through death, in order to present you holy, spotless, and blameless in his eyes. If you indeed continue in the faith, established and firm, not budging from the hope of the good news that you have heard, the good news has been proclaimed throughout all creation under heaven, and I, Paul, have become its servant. So right here is, again, the wisdom of Yahweh Elohim in his plan of redemption through man in Messiah Yeshua. So let's go back to the notes here. For all true treasures of wisdom are lodged in Messiah, Colossians 2:3. Wisdom ordained and created by God manifests itself in many ways in the created universe. It is expressed as a technical ability. Now we see that in Exodus 28, 3 and 31. I'm just going to pull these verses up, and I'm just going to pull them up in my Bible here so I could refer to the scriptures instead of bouncing back and forth. So Exodus 28:3. I'll begin with verse 1. Then bring near to yourself Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the sons of Israel to minister as priests to me. Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. You shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty. You shall speak to all the skillful persons whom I have endowed with the spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. So here, the father, Yahweh Elohim, is going to, the skillful persons, he is going to endow them with wisdom on how to make these garments as instructed. Exodus 31, verse 3. Again, this is speaking of the skilled craftsmen for the tabernacle. Now, Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the spirit, Ruach, of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all kinds of craftsmanship, to make artistic designs for work in gold and silver and in bronze. So here again, God calls specific craftsmen and gives them the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge to carry out what he has called them to do. Verse 6, and behold, I myself have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahismach of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all who are skillful, I have put... I'm sorry, my email is popping up here. Okay, I have put skill that they may make all that I have commanded you. So here, those he has called and appointed to do this work, he has given them the wisdom, skill, and knowledge and understanding, excuse me, on how to do it. Same thing for us. Whatever he has called us to do, if he has called us, that he will endow us with, again, the wisdom and knowledge and understanding to do what he has called us to do. It becomes evident in experience and prudence as evidence in a wise woman. Again, the epitome of that is found in Proverbs 31. Solomon's, again, praise really of his a mother, again, who is a virtuous woman, and verse 31, 30 talks about the wisdom that she has. Also, the word wisdom, excuse me, or the Ruach, again, wisdom, I think, is it's a feminine form. Wisdom in general and worldly wisdom in particular was universal in mankind, created in the image of God. So here we see Babylonians, men of the East, Egyptians, and Edomites could obtain it or be found with it. Okay, but this was, again, worldly wisdom. This wasn't godly wisdom. This was, because if you read the scriptures, they were puffed up with their own wisdom, natural wisdom, the wisdom of the world, worldly thinking versus God's thinking. Wrongly used, however, for self-adulation or self-aggrandizement, which is what they did, this wisdom could be deadly. For unbelievers, wisdom led to piety, holiness, and devotion to the Lord and his will. Again, how does that wisdom lead them to that? It says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So for unbelievers, again, to come to that, it's the wisdom of God when they hear the word that leads to piety, holiness, and devotion to the Lord and his will. Again, we get wisdom by studying the word. We are led into the righteousness of God, how we are to walk, how we are to live through the wisdom of the word through, again, the Ruach HaKodesh. God imparted wisdom to his people by his spirit or Ruach. But his anointed one, the Messiah, the branch, would have his spirit rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom in abundance. And we'll look at that scripture. So then in the Tanakh, the Ruach, how the Ruach worked, it came upon people. Again, the prophets operated in the power and gifts of the Ruach. The king was anointed with the anointing of the Ruach. And then at different times, prophets would be, again, anointed. The priests were anointed, but not every person had, again, that gift of the Ruach. As you go through the scriptures in the Tanakh, you'll see it came upon them at certain times for certain purposes. But now in Messiah, every believer can have, again, the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh. So let's look at Exodus 31:3, which I already read that. Yeah, Isaiah 11. So Isaiah 11, verse 2, again, this is speaking of Yeshua. Let's begin with verse 1. Then a shoot will spring forth from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. Again, speaking of Messiah, where he would come from, the tribe of Judah. The spirit of Yahweh will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So you can see how all these gifts were in fullness in Messiah. But we also have access to that through the Ruach HaKodesh, through the gifts of the Spirit, because of what Messiah did for us. And he will delight in the fear of Yahweh, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness, he will judge the poor and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. And this is speaking of his return, and with the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. All righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist. Again, I believe this is a picture of part of the full armor of God. Wisdom is also personified as a woman who seeks whoever will come and listen to her, thus receiving a blessing. And again, these scriptures will go down the road because I have those printed out. And again, wisdom ends in presentation in Proverbs 8, which we read, with a striking assertion that all who hate wisdom love death. Wisdom in the apostolic scriptures. 1 Corinthians 1:24. But to those who are called, both Jewish and Greek people, again, Greek is another term for the nations, Messiah, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Luke 21:14-15. So make up your minds not to prepare ahead of time to defend yourselves, for I myself will give you speech and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to resist or refute. And we see that in Acts chapter 7, when Stephen gave this, again, this sermon really on to Israel as he was standing before the people just prior to his death. God filled his heart with the wisdom and the words that he needed to say to his people. And again, this is in Acts chapter 7. Okay, again, he was standing before the high priest, again, and giving really a history of Israel through all of chapter 7 and finally ending in his death. But before he died, he saw Yeshua standing at the right hand of the Father. He was given a glimpse of where he was going. Hallelujah. But he filled his mouth with the wisdom he needed when he came before those who were falsely accusing him. And he was filled with the wisdom and knowledge and revelation of God. And who was standing there holding his clothes was Saul, the future apostle of Yahweh Elohim, Yeshua, hearing these words. And again, we know later he is transformed and comes into faith in Messiah Yeshua. John 8:12, Yeshua spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will no longer walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Again, that light is that wisdom and knowledge and revelation on every situation we may come up in this world. How, as we are walking through this world, we are not walking in darkness. We are not walking in no understanding or no wisdom. We are walking in the light, and in that light is his spirit of wisdom and revelation, knowledge in him. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Messiah. Again, the wisdom of God. So here we have wisdom in Proverbs. Proverbs 1:2, to acquire wisdom and discipline, to understand the words of insight. So again, Solomon is, again, he is writing this, and this is the purpose of the Proverbs, to acquire wisdom and discipline, to understand the words of insight, which again is always referring to, again, the Torah, the foundation of God's teachings and instructions, and the wisdom of how his people are to live, again, fulfilled in Messiah Yeshua. Proverbs 1:7, the fear of Adonai is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Again, a fool is somebody who is unteachable. A fool is one who rejects the word of God and the knowledge of God. But those of us who fear Adonai, that is the beginning of walking in the knowledge of his word. Again, that word fear is to respect, to be in awe of. Proverbs 1:20, wisdom calls along in the streets. She raises her voice in public squares. Proverbs 2:2, making your ear attentive to wisdom, inclining your heart to discernment. So again, hearing, that's why I always pray before I'm teaching the word, as Father, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive. Proverbs 2:6, for Adonai gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Verse 7, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. So here again, when I see that, okay, that's really a picture of Ephesians 6, again, the armor of God. The armor of God, again, is that sound wisdom as well that we need to walk in. Why? Because he is a shield. Proverbs 2:10, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. How does wisdom enter our heart? By reading the word, by studying the word, by meditating on the word. That word, which is his wisdom, enters into our heart. Sorry, just I gotta look, lost my place here. Okay, let's see. Okay, Proverbs 3:13. Sorry about that. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. Now, so many times in these verses, you'll see wisdom and understanding, or wisdom and knowledge, instruction, again, working together. Proverbs 3:19, by wisdom, Adonai founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. Proverbs 3:21, my son, hold on to sound wisdom and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. Again, in the days we are living in, these end times prior to Yeshua's return, we need to take hold of sound wisdom and discernment. Again, he's teaching his son. As sons and daughters of Yahweh Elohim in Messiah Yeshua, we need to take hold of that sound wisdom and discernment. Again, they walk together, wisdom and discernment. Proverbs 4:5, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. So again, this is an action. We are to seek it. We are to get it and get understanding. Again, where does that come from? It comes from the word of Yahweh Elohim, from Genesis through Revelation, the whole counsel of God. Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is supreme, acquire wisdom. With all your acquisitions, get understanding. So again, the first comes wisdom, then the understanding follows. Proverbs 4:11, I instructed you in the way of wisdom. I have guided you along straight paths. We have, again, the Ruach HaKodesh, who will instruct us in the way of wisdom. Again, the best explanation I can, again, give of wisdom is knowing what to do, how to do, what to say when needed. Again, it's and what not to do, what not to say, you know, as well. Proverbs 5:1, my son, pay attention to my wisdom, incline your ear to my insight. Again, we need to learn from people that who have been trained in the word as well, but also we need to be students of the word. We need to, again, pay attention to the wisdom of the word that is speaking to our hearts as we are studying it, listening to the wisdom of the word. Again, it's the anointing that, again, brings forth that wisdom and that understanding. Proverbs 7:4, say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your relative. So again, this is this tight-knit relationship with the wisdom of God, the Ruach of God. Proverbs 8:1, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift her voice? Again, the spirit of the Ruach, the spirit of wisdom, is continually crying out to us, drawing us to the things of God, drawing us to his wisdom. Proverbs 8:11, for wisdom is better than jewels. Nothing you desire compares with her. Proverbs 8:12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and acquire knowledge with discretion. Proverbs 8:14, counsel and sound wisdom are mine. I have understanding and power. Proverbs 9:1, wisdom has built her house. She has carved out her seven pillars. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of Adonai is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So again, here you see wisdom and knowledge working together. Proverbs 10:13, wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, and those with discernment. Discernment is one of the gifts of the Ruach. But a rod is for the back of one lacking sense, again, one who rejects wisdom. Proverbs 10:23, as doing wickedness is delight to a fool, so is wisdom to a man of discernment. So again, a person who walks in this in discernment, the spirit of discernment, will walk in wisdom. And that includes, you know, when we are, you know, hey, there's a lot of great teachers out there. There's you know, a lot of great, you know, Torah teachers, you know, Hebrew teachers, and but wisdom helps us discern when we are, you know, is this person speaking in line with the word of God? Or, you know, again, it says in the end times that people will want their ears tickled. They'll reject the wisdom of God. They'll reject the teaching of God. And there's a lot of deceivers out there that will present themselves. Again, the word says that HaSatan disguises himself as an angel of light. So we need to be discerning. As wickedness delights in a is delight to a fool. You know, why? Because wickedness, you know, agrees with their sin. So they're delighted in that. But the God, again, the wisdom and discernment, God will give us discernment in our own life. If, you know, there's areas in our life that we need to repent of and stay on that straight and narrow road, give us discernment regarding teaching and, you know, those that call themselves prophets who may or may not be. Again, that's where we need the discernment of the Ruach HaKodesh. Proverbs 10:31, the mouth of the righteous bears the fruit of wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be cut out. So here again, we see wisdom, the fruit of wisdom is the fruit that comes out of our mouth, which is in agreement with the word. It is a mouth that speaks forth the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, Galatians, what just came to me is just go look at Galatians. You know, Proverbs also talks about being snared by the words of our mouth. How are we snared by the words of our mouth? By speaking things that are contrary to his word. Okay, Galatians chapter 5, again, talking about walking in the Spirit or the Ruach. Again, walking in the Spirit, the Ruach is walking in the wisdom of God. So let me get down to verse 16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets a desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Ruach, you are not under, again, here it says law, and I believe it's referring to the law of sin and death. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing. Again, this is what, again, as doing wickedness is a delight to a fool. So these are, again, the fruits really of a fool, of someone who is not walking in obedience to the Ruach. And things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Ruach, so here we see the fruit of wisdom, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law, or nothing, you know, that is contrary to the word. Now, those who belong to Messiah Yeshua have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we walk by the Spirit or the Ruach, let us also walk by the Spirit. I'm sorry, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another and envying one another. Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. So a humble person, those who walk in humility, will walk in his wisdom. A person of pride, again, will not walk in his wisdom. So it's the humble, with the humble is wisdom. Proverbs 13:10, arrogance yields nothing but strife. Wisdom belongs to those who take advice. Again, a wise person is one who's going to take godly advice. Again, first from the word of God, and then the godly counselors that he brings across your path, which includes, again, your leadership. Proverbs 14:6, a scoffer seeks wisdom, yet finds none. But knowledge is easy to the discerning. So a scoffer is one who, again, he's one who's seeking really earthly wisdom. He is not seeking the wisdom of God. He is, again, why? Because he's a scoffer. He's a person of unbelief. He doesn't believe the word. He is a murmurer, you know, a complainer, someone who, again, isn't seeking wisdom for the right reasons. But knowledge is easy to the discerning. Who are the discerning? Those who are walking in the truth of his word, those who are walking in the spirit of wisdom and discernment, again, is one of the gifts of the Ruach. Proverbs 14:8, the wisdom of the prudent is to consider his ways, but the folly of fools is deception. So again, the wisdom of the prudent is to just consider his ways. Again, we need to daily do, a spiritual check on ourselves, daily seek the wisdom of God, where we need to maybe make adjustments in our lives and in our decisions. Again, that's walking in wisdom daily to consider our ways. Proverbs 14:33, wisdom rests in the heart of the discerning. So here you see discerning and wisdom walking together. And even among fools, she is known. Why? Because they see the wisdom of God working in the lives of believers. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of Adonai is the discipline of wisdom, and humility comes before honor. So again, we seek the fruit of humility, again, working along with the discipline of wisdom, which is the fear of Adonai, which is, again, being obedient to his word. Proverbs 16:16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to choose understanding rather than silver. You know, Psalm 19, I'm just going to read that. That just came to my mind here. Psalm 19. Speaking of, this is regarding the Torah. The Torah of Yahweh is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. So here it says, making wise the simple. You don't have to have a PhD to walk in God's wisdom. God's wisdom is there for everyone. The precepts of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes, giving understanding. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Proverbs 17:16. Of what use is money in the hand of a fool, since he has no intention of acquiring wisdom? We need wisdom in handling money. Again, a fool will not use wisdom. Doesn't, you know, he can be win the lottery, and because he lacks wisdom in using the money, he ends up usually in bankruptcy. But again, when God blesses us with prosperity, he also gives us the wisdom on how to use it. Proverbs 17:24, wisdom is before the person of understanding. Here you go, wisdom and understanding. But the fool, eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. Proverbs 18:4, the words of one's mouth are deep waters, a fountain of wisdom, a flowing brook. So here we see how wisdom is connected with the words of our mouth, that again, that we speak what God wants us to speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when we are putting the word in our mouth and in our heart, that wisdom, that fountain of wisdom will come out when we need it, when we're ministering to people. Whether it's on our jobs or, wherever God opens an opportunity, that fountain of wisdom, that abundance of wisdom, which is his word within our heart, will flow out. Proverbs 19:8, one who gets wisdom loves his soul. One who treasures understanding prospers. So here you see wisdom and understanding connected. Proverbs 21:16, whoever strays from the path of wisdom ends up in the congregation of the dead. Again, Yeshua said that the way is narrow that leads to life. And because people, are easily deceived when they don't know the word, because they fall for the lie of the enemy, that there are many paths to God. No, there isn't. Those are the lies that make you stray from the path of God and lead you to death. Yeshua pointed that out many times. Then again, the road is narrow and few are those who find it. So again, we are called that wisdom keeps us on the narrow path, the path that the Father has called us. And when the enemy comes to try to come in to deceive us, again, that discernment, that gift of discernment comes in and says, no, that's not in agreement with my word. Don't go that way. Proverbs 21:30, there is no wisdom, there is no understanding, there is no counsel against Adonai. So there is no person on the earth who has enough wisdom, enough understanding, enough counsel to come against Adonai. Proverbs 23:9, do not speak in the ears of a fool, for he will disdain the wisdom of your words. So here is where we need discernment in when we share our faith in Messiah. I know Pastor Scott always prays when he goes out that God would lead him to people who are hungry for the word and want to hear what God's word says. You know, the Yeshua talks about casting our pearls before swine. We need, again, wisdom on what to say and when to say it. Proverbs 23:23, acquire truth and do not sell it. Acquire wisdom, instruction, and understanding. So here we see the wisdom, instruction, and understanding, and again, truth all working together. What is truth? God's word is truth. From Genesis through Revelation, Yeshua said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Again, he spoke nothing but truth. And again, it's priceless. You know, don't, you know, again, acquire truth and do not sell it. Acquire wisdom, instruction, and understanding. And this is something we are to do. This is an action. If we want to walk in wisdom, instruction, and understanding, then we have to do what we need to do. And that is study the word, to pray, to seek his wisdom, his instruction, and understanding. And he will give us that wisdom, instruction, understanding through the Ruach HaKodesh. Proverbs 24:3, by wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is prepared. And there's another verse, a Psalm, which the Ruach keeps reminding me of, Psalm 127:1, unless Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless Yahweh guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. So here we need the wisdom of God. Again, building the house in Hebrew is beit, a place of dwelling. Our congregation, again, is a place, again, of dwelling where we come together. The ministry, again, all part of the body of Messiah. It's, you know, our little part of what we're called to do in the body of Messiah, but it's by wisdom that a house is built. Again, this is why the Ruach put it on my heart, the importance of us interceding and praying prior to the Shabbat service, because the enemy is trying to keep people away from the truth. So we need to do warfare. And again, that's wisdom of God. Okay, how do we bring people in? Well, you know what? It starts with prayer. It starts with intercession. It starts with taking our authority over the principalities and powers and rulers and high places that we have authority over that are under Yeshua's feet. So it's by wisdom a house is built. Again, leaning on his wisdom. Proverbs 24:7, wisdom is unattainable for a fool. He does not open his mouth at the gate. Again, a fool is one who rejects the word of God, who leans on natural understanding versus godly understanding. We see that in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. So he will keep you on that straight path and keep you from straying. Proverbs 24, verse 7, wisdom, again, is unattainable for a fool. I just read that. He does not open his mouth at the gates. Proverbs 24:14, likewise, know that wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future and your hope will not be cut off. Again, where do we find wisdom? We find it in his word. As the psalmist said in Psalm 19, that his word, his wisdom is sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. Proverbs 28:26, whoever trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will escape. Again, lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. He will find a way of escape for you. Again, by not trusting on our own natural human understanding, but trusting in the understanding that comes through the word of Yahweh Elohim, through the Ruach HaKodesh, and who we are in Messiah Yeshua. Proverbs 29:3, whoever loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. So, you know, it's important to teach our children godly wisdom. You know, it says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I believe that, you know, I mean, some of us who have children that have strayed from the truth, that are, you know, prodigals. But I believe what the word says, that word sown in their hearts will bring them back as we pray and we intercede. Will that wisdom that was planted in their hearts will start working within them through our prayer and intercession. But here, when our son was young, I used to read to him from Proverbs. I was sowing that seed within him, though he may not, you know, realize it yet. But that seed was sown, and I'm standing on that word, that seed that was sown will come to fruition, and he will fulfill the call of God that is upon his life. The same for all of our children that have strayed from the truth. Again, that's why it's so important to intercede and pray, do spiritual warfare for them. Proverbs 29:15, a rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. So again, this isn't just talking about, you know, corporal spanking, but it's giving them, again, rod and reproof with the word of God. The word of God is what brings correction. The same thing, you know, when we are in our services, as we are listening, as the word is going forth, at times the Ruach HaKodesh will bring a rod and a reproof to give us wisdom, to show us things in our life that need to change, that need to be repented of, that so we can stay on that straight path. So, you know, the word is a rod and a reproof. And last, Proverbs 31:26, again, speaking of the virtuous woman, I'm just going to pull that up in my scriptures here. So, and actually it's, you know, it's again, a description of a worthy woman, and it's really, you know, just shows the wisdom. Again, this really points out the wisdom of, you know, not just for women, but the spiritual wisdom that we all can walk in. And I'm going to read the whole proverb, an excellent wife who can find, and her worth is far above jewels. You know, you can also see that as we are the bride of Messiah, the heart of her husband trusts in her, who is our husband, Yeshua the Messiah, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household. Again, that can refer to physical food, but also spiritual food. So again, I'm reading this in light of walking in the wisdom of God. And portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. Again, wisdom at work. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She senses that her gain is good and her lamp does not go out at night. Again, this can also refer to our spiritual lamp. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. She stretches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple, and that of royalty. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. Again, wisdom and speech going hand in hand. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. So again, too, this is, you know, again, I just see this as well as a picture of the body of Messiah, the bride of Messiah, again, working within the ministry that he has called us each to do. Our husband, Messiah Yeshua, through the Ruach HaKodesh, gives us the wisdom we need in every area of our life, every area of ministry he has called us to. So I'm going to end here. Alvino Mocano, our Father, our King, Father, I thank you so much for your wisdom that is there for us to take hold of, that wisdom which is already in our heart through the Ruach HaKodesh. Father, I thank you that in these last days that you would increase our wisdom and knowledge and revelation in your word, that you would increase our discernment, that you would increase the gifts that you have placed upon each of our lives, Father, so that we can be lights in the darkness, so that we can speak forth words of wisdom to the lost, so that we can walk in your wisdom and make right decisions for your kingdom and your glory, in Yeshua's name, amen. Hallelujah.